Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the Integrated Architecture Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Capizella, and in this episode, we'll speak with Gregory Wilcox about manufacturing convergence.
It's also the convergence of manufacturing networks with enterprise networks to really integrate manufacturing systems and business systems to give key performance indicators at the right levels for real-time business decision-making processing, as well as agility for customers to make quick business decisions.
Gregory will discuss the use of Ethernet in the traditional IT environment and the use of Ethernet IP on the plant floor. Please stay tuned. Today in our episode, we have Gregory Wilcox. Could we start, Gregory, by having you introduce yourself and tell us what you do for Rockwell?
Well, I am with Rockwell Automation. I am a networks business development manager. I head up the reference architectures activities for Rockwell Automation in collaboration with Cisco.
Okay, you said a couple interesting things there. First off, you talked about reference architectures. Can you describe what those are?
It's a great question. Is that reference architectures are a series of design guidance, topologies, education, as well as common lingo and documented configuration settings with a common set of tools for both control engineers for manufacturing networks as well as IT for enterprise networks. Actually, in the IT space, reference architectures are a common concept. Cisco has done reference architectures for industries like retail, as well as applications like data centers. But this is the first set of manufacturing-focused reference architectures that either company has been engaged with.
And you also mentioned some sort of collaboration with Cisco. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Why is there such a collaboration? What does that mean?
The collaboration was started at the request of our customers. Customers several years ago requested their primary vendors of Rockwell Automation and Cisco to work together to kind of help with network convergence. And what network convergence is really two standpoints. Is the convergence of technology within manufacturing networks to go from more of a three-tier network approach to a converged Ethernet approach. They're looking for best practices, but it's also the convergence of manufacturing networks with enterprise networks to really integrate manufacturing systems and business systems to give key performance indicators at the right levels for real-time business decision-making processing, as well as agility for customers to make quick business decisions.
So you're talking about the convergence of all these networks. Why do you think that's happening? Why are people driving towards one network?
A lot of it has to do with the success and wide deployment of Ethernet IP, the Ethernet Industrial Protocol, based on the Common Industrial Protocol, or SIP, which is the core technology of Ethernet IP as well as the Rockwell Automation products such as Logix. Ethernet IP is a common platform for multiple discipline applications such as drive control, upcoming motion control, safety, discrete and process, but also for technologies. It is standard unmodified Ethernet, so you can mix commercial technology such as voice over IP phones or video or IP-based video surveillance cameras with industrial application, so you get the best of both worlds.
So now that Rockwell is partnering with Cisco, is that the right word, partnering?
We have an alliance. There's an alliance level agreement between Rockwell Automation and Cisco. That is correct.
Okay, so what sort of new things should we see coming from Rockwell now that they have this newfound alliance?
A lot of this has to providing a common set of tools that our customers are looking for to help manage this convergence between manufacturing and enterprise networks. So I talked about reference architectures, that's one piece. Design guidance, education, common lingo between IT and manufacturing. But also there's the Rockwell Automation Cisco Education Series, a series of webcasts that we do that's off of our websites, where they can actually look at Rockwell Automation and Cisco talking about common applications as part of video on demand. They're going to help educate IT and manufacturing to work together. But the other key development is the Stratix 8000, the Rockwell Automation or Allen Bradley branded industrial Ethernet switch with Cisco technology inside.
All right, so thus far, Gregory, you've mentioned these reference architectures a few times. Why do you bring them up? Why are they so important?
When you move from the traditional three-tier network model, such as a device-level network, a control network, an information network, to a converged Ethernet network, standard modified Ethernet using Ethernet IP, now there's more things to consider. It's doing plant-wide Ethernet has a little more requirements as far as upfront design and best practices, as opposed to simply designing a network for a machine or a line. There's network segmentation as far as how do I isolate the traffic, how do I segment the traffic for the purpose of policy enforcement, things like security, quality of service, or QoS, or traffic management to make sure I contain my traffic in one area. So reference architectures, again, are best practices, design recommendations, tested and validated against our architectures, labs within Rock Automation as well as in Cisco. We test these architectures and document the customer saying, here's these reference architectures, this is how it's documented, you architect your network this way, it's going to work.
So these are essentially some best practices and some example architectures that have already been tested and have known performance that you're offering to customers to basically base their system around.
Correct. It's actually referred to as a Cisco Validated Design, or CVD.
Now, where do people go to get examples or get this documentation?
Well, the reference architectures collateral is located on ab.com as far as the website. The folder is Networks. Under Networks, on the left-hand side, there's the reference architectures link. On the reference architectures website, there's the education series, there's a whole series of white papers, a whole series of design guides, including very valuable design guides from the ODBA that we have direct links to.
So these reference architecture documentation, they sort of take the shape of some videos, some PDFs that can be downloaded and read, and then even some architecture drawings?
That is correct.
Okay, great. And these are free to anyone that wants to go? And
these are customer-facing documents. Anyone can download these. There's no intellectual property.
Does it take any special knowledge or any special skills to understand these documents, or what type of person would be interested in looking at these?
I would definitely say control engineers who are doing networking. The ODBA documentation is great if you're doing networking today, but maybe you're new to Ethernet and the technology. The ODBA Ethernet IP Infrastructure Guide is a great place to start. That's actually on the website. If you already have that working knowledge and want to have more advanced information, that's the Rock Automation Cisco Reference Architectures document, the actual design and implementation guide, sometimes referred to as a DIG, but the design and implementation guide provides that advanced features.
So would you say that a control engineer that is planning a system, a new system, or maybe an upgrade to an existing system that's in the stage where he's starting to think about networks, This is definitely the sort of documentation he should look at, especially if he's considering Ethernet?
Correct, especially if you're starting to do plant-wide networking as opposed to islands of automation or isolated networks. When you start doing plant-wide networking, is specifically if you start integrating with IT and basically have to have good handshake as far as information and data flow and working experience or convergence or cultural convergence, if you think about it that way, from manufacturing IT, these are great sets of documents to help you accomplish that.
I wonder how many people out there maybe are planning a new system or an upgrade and they haven't even considered converging the plant floor network with the traditional IT network. Have you found a lot of people that's a new idea to, or are people just moving that direction naturally? How's that working?
Like anything else, I see it's like the bell curve. You have the early adopters. The early adopters are trying to do it by themselves. So they're out there trying to fumble around. There's a lot of experimentation, trial and error, costs involved, trying to figure out how they're trying to do that. And we've actually interviewed and talked to many of these customers before we actually developed the reference architectures. Then once we developed them, we actually came back and validated what we were doing compared to what they were doing. But you also have the technology cats, where now you have the customers, the mainstream customers, who are trying to accomplish this because it's business drivers that are actually pushing. They need to have better customer intimacy, better connectivity with their suppliers. How do you get the information out of manufacturing into the enterprise? So now they're trying to accomplish that. So there's two extremes. One that just slammed the two networks together and experienced challenges as far as traffic management or possibly even security policies. But you also have the kind of customers who literally have a physical air gap between manufacturing networks and the enterprise networks. It's literally the old sneaker net and clipboard. You know, they write it down, or you have two terminals on one side to another one, you just duplicate the effort, it's prone to errors. So the reference architectures with the documentation, we provide the best of practices that allow them to have the integration, but to do it in a secure, robust fashion.
In general, where would you direct people that want to learn more about this alliance with Cisco and these reference architectures?
As I mentioned before, the reference architecture's webpage. So on ab.com/networks, the networks page of ab.com, right there's a link as far as reference architectures. There's links to the alliance page that talks about the alliance between Rockwell Automation and Cisco and everything I've just talked about here in our discussion. But also, again, the white papers that talk about what are reference architectures. So there's the 14-page cliff notes on what are reference architectures and the value behind them that kind of complements the 200 to 300-page design guides, as well as the webcast that we've done between Rockwell Automation and Cisco. And, of course, links back to the pertinent pages on the Cisco website.
Well, thanks for coming out today, Gregory. That was a good introduction into this new convergence of the plant floor and the IT space.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk to your audience.
Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the Integrated Architecture Podcast. To find other podcasts as well as other integrated architecture tools, please visit our website at ab.com/go/iatools.